Economic uncertainty, politics, and a late Thanksgiving could put a damper on the upcoming holiday shopping season. I'm Maria Scappelletto with the Pittsburgh Business Report on 90.5 WESA. The National Retail Federation says holiday sales this season will grow between 3.8 and 4.2%. That's up slightly compared to average holiday sales increases of about 3.7% over the previous 5 years. I asked Dr. Nicole Coleman, an associate professor of marketing at the University of Pittsburgh, for her forecast.
My concern is that while our economic indicators are moderate, consumer sentiment, there's a lot of concerns about uncertainty in the broader geopolitical space, as well as the tariffs that are getting rolled out. There's a bunch of tariffs that are set to hit on December 15th. And while retailers are trying to do some things to ameliorate concerns about those tariffs, they're on items that people could potentially be purchasing for gifts. And so that broader uncertainty and concern about spending in general, I think, is going to temper consumer sentiment and consumer spending. And so I would expect to see an increase because things are solid. There are good fundamentals, but probably in the maybe 2 to 3% range rather than the 5 to 7% that we're seeing in some forecasts.
Anything else give you pause, especially regarding what's happening in the nation's capital?
Well, that's a big source of the uncertainty for consumers right now, is the ability to make predictions about your paycheck and where various things are going over the course of the next year. We have a major election, questions about the impeachment process, and just general things that are happening more broadly in the nation, I think are big distractions for consumers. We would like this time of the year to be one full of joy and excitement and celebrations, but it's hard to feel that way when there's so much sort of fraught emotions out there as well. Yes.
So this isn't just about consumers having the money to spend, it's about their sentiment as well.
Absolutely. And I think what we see is these concerns, sort of political concerns, they kind of put a pall on the joyfulness of the holiday season. And that's compounded by the fact that we have a very short holiday season. There's only 26 days between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Shaw, that's so scary. And that's the shortest it could possibly be, actually. And so we don't have as much time to really get in the spirit, so to speak. And then there are these big things sort of looming over us as well.
Do community events, local community events, help to boost the shopping experience for retailers? And I'm thinking specifically of the Christmas market in Market Square or the Cookie Walk in Lawrenceville. Does that really help?
Absolutely. The wonderful thing about these community events is that they get shoppers out and coming into those brick and mortar spaces, or, you know, the beautiful stalls that are all set up around Market Square during the Christmas market. They get shoppers in the spirit, that joyful spirit around celebration and thinking of others. And they allow that personal connection between the local retailer and the shopper. So those two things together really start to build that connection to encourage shoppers to shift some of their purchasing to those local retailers.
Dr. Nicole Coleman from the University of Pittsburgh speaking with me about the retail holiday shopping forecast. In Pittsburgh business headlines, the Community College of Allegheny County last week launched a $65 million workforce development campaign. It's called Pioneering Pittsburgh's New Workforce. The aim is to increase access to programs that prepare students for high-demand careers in fields like cybersecurity, machine learning, and advanced manufacturing and robotics. And the Sony film It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood about Fred Rogers earned $13.5 million at the box office in its opening weekend. By comparison, the documentary about Mr. Rogers released last year called Won't You Be My Neighbor has grossed $23 million to date. I'm Maria Scappelletto with the Pittsburgh Business Report on 90.5 WESA.